We'll kick things off here with Tim Mayer, the city councilman, will join us, followed by at 8:30, United States Representative District 9, Trey Hollingsworth. We'll do a little Joe Smith sports reports. Plenty of things to do. And before we get to Tim, I'm not going to make Tim hold forever. I'm not trying to do that. Don't forget there's a public meeting regarding the proposed city annexation hosted by the Perry Clear Creek Fire Protection District. That's going to be tomorrow night at Bachelor Middle School, 6 to 7:30 p.m. Have your questions asked and answered, your opinions, all of that. And again, that's being hosted by the Perry Clear Creek Fire Protection District. Margaret and I will give you a reminder of that tomorrow as some of these meetings are starting to break out organically throughout the county. Tim Mayer does join us here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty well. It's February. We're not frozen in. We're not slipping and sliding all over the place. It's very bizarre, but I guess we don't have a choice.
Truth, and I like your approach to the weather. Look at the puddle and see if it's raining.
The Taco Bell like weather that. Puddle, that's exactly right, because there is no more accurate measurement.
We have all the technology for forecasting the weather.
That's it.
I like it.
The sunroof's broken. We usually have Keith lick his finger and stick it out to see if it's windy or not.
Yeah, not on a lightning day, though.
No, we're up here on the fourth floor. Yeah. Things get a little dicey with all that. Tim Mayer, the city council parliamentarian, checks in with us Tuesday mornings. We always get a wrap of the previous Wednesday night's meeting, a preview of tomorrow night's meeting, and we know this is a very, very busy time. You heard your resolutions last week. Tell us what the tone was. Tell us how your turnout was, and let's just start going through this process moving forward, shall we?
Yes. Well, first of all, we meet tomorrow night at 6:30, so it's going to be probably difficult for council members to be at the Perry Township fire meeting that you just
the mentioned. Exact same time, correct?
Yeah, and it was noted in our meeting last week that they had scheduled a meeting that hadn't thought about meetings bumping into one another. So
exactly,
yeah.
And so, I don't know any better, but I'm going to suggest this won't be their last one either. We know the city.
They indicated that as well.
Okay, so, good. So we've got two ships passing in the night here. Hopefully that won't be the case moving forward. And we know the city's going to put on six meetings in a row starting in March 20th through the 25th. We'll get more details as we get closer to that. So there's going to be plenty of opportunities for people to voice their opinion. You heard some of those opinions last Wednesday.
We did. The majority of the people who came out were from the area called Area 6. And that is on the city's northeast side, off of 10th Street, Rachel's Glen, Devonshire, Lanham Ridge, Russell Road area, yes. That was the majority of the people who remonstrated on Wednesday of last week. We heard them. There was an effort to deny the council wanted to turn it, some council members wanted to vote it down. But that did not happen. So we still have all seven in the mix, all seven areas in the mix. And as you say, the next meetings for the city will start on March 20th. So it was a good discussion we had. I think some folks are learning about the process. And when I say some folks, I mean citizens. But the process is underway now. So, and that was the goal of the council, was just to get it up on the table, so now the community can start to have their conversations. So,
we know. So, essentially, you've made it official that this process has started. It's no longer
that
a
is correct.
Maybe
that
we
is
should, correct. Maybe we shouldn't. As this process starts getting moving forward, and you talk about people getting to learn things quicker. This is an a la carte program, correct? This does not have to, it's not an all or none. You can have
that
pieces.
That's correct. That's correct.
What's going to determine those pieces? Is it simply the vote of the council?
Ultimately, it will come down to a vote of the council, yes. But at this point, as you pointed out, the meetings for the public and the various areas will start on March 20th, which is a Monday. There'll be actually a meeting every day that week, even.
Right.
Through Saturday the 25th, so, and they're at various times during the day, at 6 o'clock, 11 a.m., 6 and 11 a.m., that sort of thing. So people will have ample opportunity to go to one of those meetings based on the day and the time that is convenient for them. So I think the mayor's office has set forth a plan that can gather as much public comment as possible. The way I understand those meetings will be set up is that there will be basically a station for each area. So if you live in Area 3, you can go to the Area 3 station and give your comments, learn as much as you can about it. So.
And if you can't make it, bloomington.in.gov/annex, the meeting times are listed. It shows you where, you can park. The materials for those meetings are there. The PDF maps, the presentation, the overview map, everything is on there. Property owners list, frequently asked questions, the timeline, the comments form. There's no way not to get involved with this, Tim, right?
That's right. And as you mentioned, comment form is really important. So if a person can't make it to the meeting, they can go through that. And I believe that actually there's a hotline, too. I think that it's available.
You're absolutely right. Let me give that number out because obviously people that aren't internet savvy or choose not to be can call 349-3802. Everybody knows you have to use 812. That's not new anymore. 349-3802, 3802, whichever is the easiest way for you to remember all of that. And again, you can have your voice heard. We'll put it on our Facebook page, WGCL Radio. People can share that city website page, but it's a great hub of all your information on there. So congrats. Well, that should be done, and it is getting done. So that is congratulations.
Congrats to you for having the webpage.
Tim, question on Area 6 last week where you had the remonstrators there. And the straw vote was like 5-4.
That is correct.
What is it about that area that makes them different from any other area in the annexation plan? What's your reading of that?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just that group of people that who lived on that Russell Road got organized pretty fast, and so they were tracking the news and decided it was time for them to show up. So I think that was probably the biggest reason, because there was quite a bit of email back and forth between people in that area and council. So way before the meeting, as soon as the plan was announced, people started to send emails to council members. So
I need a clarification on this opposition too. The way I read the story, should they proceed to file some kind of a suit about this, the city council may end up having to pay if they lose the suit?
I think the way it works is that if how do I want to do this?
Take your time.
Well, it's all new information to me as well as
right.
other council members. So, but the way I understand it is that if they remonstrate to not become part of the city and there are legal fees involved, the city is obliged to pay those legal fees up to, I believe it's
$37,000.
Right. Whether they're successful or not?
That's a good question.
Okay.
That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that.
We'll have your answer on appeal, Keith.
Okay, yeah.
Now,
exactly.
Let's, looking at this, the process of getting it started to formally introduce the seven sections and to bring this forward, the next step is these meetings?
That is correct.
Okay, so I want people to be sure, because what's going to happen at the next council meeting is you can talk about anything you want in public comment, right?
That is correct. So people can come to city council meetings.
To address the council.
The city council meetings, which will, next city council meeting will be not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday. So people can come to city council meetings and go, and in the public section at the beginning of the meeting, they can give their point of view. We've set aside 20 minutes and 5 minutes per speaker, and if there are more than four speakers, we just divide 20 minutes by the number of speakers and let them have that amount of time. So Yeah.
We've been talking, obviously, about how this process has come together. This has been on the books for a while. This is something that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. We've heard from the mayor's office. It's just, it's happening right now. The area that's being annexed, isn't there some deal where if you've already signed up for the water, you've
the
already...
The sewer's extension, right.
You've waived your right. Am I to read into that the people at Russell Road and the Devonshire that you've mentioned aren't on city water and haven't signed up for that, or it's implied?
No, it's not city water. It's city sewer.
City sewer, so there's a difference on that.
Yeah. No. All that Russell Road area is on septics, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why they didn't
waive their right to oppose this.
That is correct. Right.
So, but if you have a sewer in your neighborhood, you're done, for lack of a better term.
It does limit their ability, they being the citizens' ability, to remonstrate against annexation.
Help me out with the word remonstrate. That's a big word. Does that mean sue? Does that mean...
No, what that means...
Oppose?
And actually, I probably shouldn't... Remonstrate means to come and speak your piece. That's how I interpret it.
So you're not allowed to speak your piece if you have a sewer?
It's pretty much what happened, yes, because when... Those areas were developed and sewers were installed. There was an agreement between the city utility and the developer, ultimate property owner, that if and when annexation were to occur, they would waive their right to remonstrate.
So basically, for just to cut to the chase here, the city isn't annexing largely area. Everybody that's in this new annexation is going to be under probably sewer, because why else would you annex them? Because, well, they're already there, so you don't want to fight with these areas, except for perhaps district, is that six, Keith?
Six, area six.
Area 51. Yeah. You have
to... Six and seven, I believe, mm-hmm. are the two areas.
So circling back around would be, well, why were they involved in the annexation if they're not on the sewer?
Well, I think from the mayor's perspective... they do avail themselves to city services. I mean, one of the questions I asked last week during that discussion was, you know, if you live off of Russell Road and you need a quart of milk, where do you go? Do you drive to New Union Villa to buy your quart of milk, or do you drive into Bloomington to buy your quart of milk? And, you pretty much can guarantee that just about everybody lives in those areas that are intended for annexation. You're going to go into the city of Bloomington to do your shopping. So, the point being is that you are availing yourselves to the city of Bloomington, and that's how I think one way you start to look at whether you annex an area.
We're talking with Tim Mayer, who is a member of the Bloomington City Council, about the annexation. Tim, let me talk to you about the elephant in the room. There's a lot of talk, and I don't know if this is true or rumor or any of the other things, about some of the annexation areas, which include the West Side, and let's talk about Cook and Baxter and those kinds of places, that there have been informal agreements that those areas would never be annexed into the city. What do you know about any of that, and how true is that, and what are the possibilities? Is there any concern on the city council's part that... if they get annexed, they might leave?
Well, to answer your question, I've not heard that, but I do know that...
Heard that they'd leave.
And I think we all know that in the past we had an area that was set aside, that the industry site on sites on Curry Pike were set aside many, many years ago. They paid a fee in lieu of annexation. So that was a precedent that had been set. And actually that question was asked during one of the meetings, either the committee or last week's meeting, and that agreement between the Westside Industries expires at the end of 2017, I believe it is. So people may be thinking about that. That area that was the Westside Industries, because most of them are now gone. So... But I've not heard that the current industries out in what I would refer to as the Kennedy Farm, where Tassus is, Cook, et cetera, Ivy Tech. So So I've not heard that, Keith.
Okay. Just checking.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning.
Although I will point out that Steve Ferguson of Cook did write a piece or had a piece in the local paper right after the announcement of the intended annexation, and he was not in favor of it. So,
how can he remonstrate?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, Cook can be part of the remonstration, of course.
And again, their voices may be a little bit
louder.
Have
you heard any organized opposition from the industries out there?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
Nope.
And you're meeting tomorrow night, 6:30.
Committee of the Whole.
Tomorrow night we are meeting. We'll be a Committee of the Whole, and we have two items on the agenda. One is to designate voluntarily a home to become protected by historic preservation protection. It's a home on Ballantyne Road that was it's being referred to as the Nathan Silverstein home. From what I understand, Mr. Silverstein was an academic at Indiana University. He also developed the neighborhood that is around South Downs and Sheridan Street, so east of Bryant Park.
Sure.
That little neighborhood. And then we're being asked to amend the zoning maps for what's currently a planned unit development back to a commercial general, and this is in the 4,000 block of West 3rd. It's a small shopping center. I know there's a Big Red liquor store. There is a restaurant there. And the reason they want to change the zoning is because they have an opportunity for a dialysis center to locate there. And when you...
Oh, I know where you mean. It's by the Cloverleaf.
The West Side Cloverleaf.
Yeah, the Cloverleaf. And the Bloomington Hospital had an office complex there that is now vacant. I know where you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, it's on what I would call Whitehall Pike.
Right.
West of Curry.
Just west of Curry.
When a developer goes in and sets up a PUD, they create a list of uses that... Can be fulfilled in those developments, and the list of uses does not include. It did not anticipate a dialysis center, so the developer of that site said, "You know, can we just go back to commercial general?" So I don't think there'll be any issues with doing that. So
no, that should
be. We have those two items. It's a committee of the whole meeting, so there will be no public comment before or after. That and the public is invited to speak on those pieces of legislation specifically. So, you know, if somebody wanted to come and talk about annexation, this is not the appropriate meeting to do that. That's next week.
Next week will be that meeting. Okay, and the next time that you will address this as a council will be when? In what formal step?
First of all, we'll go to the committee meeting tomorrow evening.
Right.
With these two items on the agenda, and then next Wednesday we'll come back and in a city council meeting, and that's the meeting where the public can speak before on issues not on the agenda.
What is the city council's next step in this process?
Well, according to the schedule, we will come back to this March 29th on the current schedule.
After all those meetings.
That is correct, and that is the introduction of the ordinance to consider adoption of the fiscal plans. And then there is a, I believe, a 30-day window. I've got to make sure this is right.
Well, you can have it for me next week. We're not we're not holding your feet to the fire. Well, I've asked you to look a month,
according to the
six
schedule,
weeks in your calendar.
The next public hearing would be May 31. So we introduce on March 29, and then we have to start the public hearings on May 31. Now, that... may be subject to change, and because there is some flexibility in there, and there were questions from council members to the administration if those deadlines were firm and necessary. So, and judging from comments made by council members, the council members may want to take some more time to work their way through this. So that schedule is currently being looked at this point. So,
well, the good news is we'll get caught up with you every Tuesday, and we'll be right on top of all of that.
That's right.
Okay, so committee of the whole tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is not the night for questions on annexation. We can't say it any plainer than that.
That is correct. And let's just so people do understand.
Please.
If they do want to come to next week's meeting and use that public comment to period to make their comments, that's perfectly fine. But when people make public comment at the beginning of the meeting in that, you know, for items not on the agenda, it's strictly for them to give their opinion. There's no back and forth between the council.
It's not a discussion.
That's correct.
It's a post.
That's correct. Yeah.
For lack of a
better
term.
And also in those city council meetings at the end of the agenda, there's another set aside time for the public to give their opinion. So, you could come to the meeting and
you have to play by the rules.
Give your opinion at the beginning of the meeting, or you could wait through the meeting and give your opinion at the end of the meeting. But you cannot give your opinion at the beginning and the end of the meeting.
Right.
So you get one opportunity.
There's the parliamentarian. He's Tim Mayer. He's got all the rules and regulations. We'll update people on this each week because it's going to be new to some people, as you mentioned. People getting caught up on what's going on with all this. And we appreciate your time helping us sort through it.
That's right. And, you know, I think the council is working as hard as they can. Everyone understands that this directly affects people very, very directly. So, we're listening and we're formulating questions based on those comments that we hear to the administration. So there's concern. This is not, as you mentioned earlier, this is not a slam dunk. It's going to be a very thoughtful process. That's what we're aiming for, and that's what we're doing. So,
great job as always. We appreciate the insight. We appreciate the roadmap moving forward. And, we'll do it again next Tuesday.
Good talking to you. And what's the puddle report right now?
Dry.
Taco Bell weather puddle is calm.
Okay.
And no windshield wipers flashing downtown either, so we're all right. Check out that sunrise. Pretty cool one this morning.
Talk to you next week.
All right, good job, Tim. We appreciate it. Tim Mayer, city councilman, checking in with us. He's the parliamentarian. He's in charge of making sure everything stays on the rails and how everything works. And, again, committee of the whole meeting tomorrow night.
Right.
That is not the night to go in and talk about annexation. It's not going to – that's not how it works.